time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Hey, thanks for checking in. We're live in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook, the VSiN studio. Mitch Moss, Holly Howard, actually from the Indeed.com studio here at the South Point Casino. Michael Gons, South Point, tip of the strip. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Only one person, by my count, was eliminated yesterday from the Circa Survivor. They had the Patriots, and they went down in a blaze, getting blasted at home to the 49ers, what, 33-6. 152 entries were on the Bills. That was squeaky bum time for a while. 114 on the Chargers. Jacksonville came out of halftime, took over the lead, and it was looking pretty sweaty there. Saints almost lost the game.
Great game.
Very good game.
Great game. And a tough one for your Matt Rhule ticket.
Well,
I thought they were going to win that, but
I would ask you, can he win Coach of the Year if they win 8 games?
Yes.
You think so?
I
think he has to go nuts.
Unlikely, but yeah. But he got a shot. I mean, it's.
Well, look at the.
Well, we got. I'm sorry. We got plenty of these emails, too. Because remember, Thanksgiving at Circa's its own week. How many people have used the Ravens and the Steelers?
People are already reaching out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you're down. Yeah, both of them.
Of course. You're down to 2 games.
Yeah.
You have. It's its own week. So Dallas, Washington, good luck. And Houston, Detroit. Oh. Oh. Yeah, well. Got to go double option. If you have
two left.
I know. They're not going to make it. Someone's not going to get the bonus.
Well, his nickname is really catching on. Derek's nickname. Derek Stevens, owner of Circa. Andy Dufresne. He's going to come up smelling like roses. He will, right?
Yeah.
Looking like 20 people actually might be in this thing at the very end of it, split the bonus. No. Well, probably end in week 16.
It's also been 90-plus for, what, six months in a row. And then here comes the wind, and it's going to be, what, a high of 60 today.
That was strange.
Although he'll bounce back this weekend, but yeah.
We get down to like 45 tomorrow, I think.
You imagine you own that? Hey, here you go.
You should have seen Derek yesterday.
This is my place. Here you go.
He comes over.
I mean, can you imagine? He's got the best steakhouse, the best pool, the best sports bar, the best sports book, all at one casino. I got this. Yeah.
He comes over, and so like we have a cabana yesterday. I think it's the Derek Stevens cabana, by the way. So he comes over and he's got his swimming trunks on and a shirt. He just takes the shirt off. He's like, hey, fellas, you want to take a dip? Somebody comes over and he's got like a 16-pack of Coronas on ice. And he said, Mr. Stevens, where would you like these? Bring them over to the pool.
Right by me.
Just walks right over to the pool, hops in.
That's
hey, guys,
right.
Huh? Pretty nice day outside here, isn't it?
Yeah.
He owns that spot. I can't wait for people to see it, by the way.
What a line by Derek, too. Management. I mean, how many people are going to just get sucked in, and it's so fun. I'm going to miss my flight. Oh, I got to say, I mean, it's just, it's going to get so many people.
We live here.
Yeah.
It almost got us
me.
Last night.
Yeah, it got me. It did get me. It sucked me right in. I don't like to drink. It got me.
I can't wait. I'm like Costanza today. I can't wait to take a nap today.
Yeah, good for you.
7:30, head pillow, adios.
Well, in the service, it's like, I'm going to bring this guy the biggest cup and biggest souvenir drink I can. It's like, okay, well, I'll take it. Give me two. Okay.
Yeah, why not? Give me two, Utah. Take two of them.
Two.
Yeah.
Utah.
Not one, two. Just a
underrated
just a
movie.
Measure.
Yeah. Underrated movie. Absolutely. How you doing?
Follow the money here on VSiN.
Are you okay?
Network. We'll touch on that coming up a little bit.
All right. Yeah.
Off the show on Friday. Michael Lombardi joins the program now, host of the Lombardi Line, weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific here on VSiN. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I am disappointed that I'm not going to see Mr. Howard in his tuxedo on Tuesday night. Probably would have been the thrill of my career to see this, but unfortunately with COVID and I can't make the trip out there.
Michael, I tell you, they had some hot blackjack tables last night. I sat down for probably a half an hour. It was fake money that they gave you for the night last night. I was up like $1,500 in 20, 25 minutes probably.
Oh, I love it. And I'm sure Paulie hit one of those slot machines on his way out the door, you know, because that's just got his name written all over it.
Yeah.
Somehow he just took it, you know. But I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen a venue. All my buddies back here, you know, we look at the pictures and it's like, that has to be the trip. I mean, once we break COVID down, I mean, can you imagine watching the Final Four or watching the NC2A out by the pool? It's just going to be incredible.
Yep, you're spot on. Okay, so I think some people might think this is an unfair question 7 weeks into the season. I think others are going to say, of course this is realistic here. Are we at the point now with the Cowboys at 2-5 overall, and they haven't covered a number, by the way, yet, for what it's worth. Are we at the point where we have to have a discussion if Jerry really has to consider firing Mike McCarthy?
You know, I mean, look, the team's not responding one way at all to him. I mean, they've got to do something to change the team. I'm not saying they're going to fire Mike, but, you know, the guy that hired Mike as the offensive coordinator in San Francisco, Mike Nolan, I mean, they can't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. They've got so many injuries in their offense. I mean, you know, Kellen Moore thinks he's playing Madden football in his basement the way he calls plays. So, I mean, this is Jerry's mess. I don't know. You could throw Mike overboard, but that's really not going to clean up the mess. The ship's still going to sink, even if Mike's off of it, because Jerry is ultimately the reason why they are not any good. I mean, he's the blame.
Okay. A long question here with a rant, and then just take it any direction you want. So everything you've been saying about the Eagles for years is right. I mean, they're down 11. On Thursday, they rally to win the game. Imagine if they lost, what this division would look like. Dallas goes out and they get flogged by Washington. Because as a guy with a great resume, and you're in these meetings, I mean, Goodell has to go to these guys and say, this is embarrassing. These guys, the winner of this division cannot host a playoff game. I mean, Michael, the division winner to get six wins is definitely in play here. This is just an unmitigated disaster for the league.
You know what's remarkable, Paulie, is how no one's written Ron Rivera's stupid decision to go for two last week.
Yeah.
If he ties that game, he's three. He might win that game. He will win that game, and he's 3-0 in the division. Now, his team stinks, don't get me wrong, but you're right. I mean, look, and really what it is it's a byproduct of how bad these teams are. I mean, the Giants are poorly run. They've won 13 games. Let's just go over the one-loss records. So the Cowboys since 17 are 30-26. The Giants are 13-43. The Eagles are 21-19-1, and the team in Washington are 19-36. So we're talking about some really bad teams. I mean, this hasn't been a pattern of just one bad year of reckless driving. This has been for since 17. Now in Philly, they're still celebrating the Super Bowl. So you can't, I mean, Brandon Graham already announced that his sack strip against the New York Football Giants, which everybody strips the ball from Daniel Jones, is going to propel their season. We'll see.
You said the Giants are what? 12-43?
No, I'm sorry, Mitch. I said 13-43.
Oh.
They just got their 13th win last year. Now this, so we understand, this is John Mara running the team. Mm-hmm. This is John Mara. Everybody blames Gettleman. John Mara runs the team. John Mara was instrumental in picking Daniel Jones. John Mara runs the team. John Mara is not a wartime consigliere. He is basically a very nice man, tremendous person, but he doesn't understand. He's stuck in a time and place that is so far out of it that, as Uncle Junior says, he actually thinks he's leading in the race.
Yeah, right. Well, how much money is Dak making? How can Dalton look this bad? A veteran quarterback with those weapons, and he just falls flat on his face the last 2 weeks and just throwing it up for grabs and making rookie mistakes.
I mean, it might get Marvin Lewis another head coaching job in the NFL, how bad Dalton looked, because he looked good for Marvin Lewis. He won 81 games with Marvin Lewis. I mean, think about it, you know? And they can't look. I've said this, and I don't have any axe to grind with Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. I do have an axe to grind in the sense that it requires experience to really understand how to run an offense at the highest level. And when you have a team that's devoid of offensive linemen, now they started Cam Ewing at left tackle yesterday. The right tackle steals a college free agent. But for the most part, I mean, you're telling me you can't do something to manufacture yards and points? It's mind-boggling to me.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi's our guest. So the other team in that region, obviously, in the state of New Jersey, but they're called the New York Jets. You said something last week that really caught my attention. It made a lot of sense. And now when you watch them play again after yesterday, it really hits home. When you said the Jets would be silly to fire Adam Gase because they're doing exactly what they want to do now. They're tanking to perfection. And we saw that, I think, up close and personal. I mean, they had 4 yards of offense yesterday, Michael. I mean, you're right with this. They don't want to fire him right now.
Why would they want to fire him? I mean, they're going to have a parade down Bloomfield Avenue, you know, once they get Trevor Lawrence. I mean, seriously, I don't understand the New York media. Like, what is throwing Gase overboard? What's that going to accomplish? Like, what is that going to really do? You're going to make Greg Williams, who's going to try to win games, and you're going to lose Trevor Lawrence? I mean, seriously, look, Jacksonville's given it everything they have. I mean, Jacksonville's going to give it everything they have. And you've got to believe that some of these other teams, I mean, you know, the situation is going to be such that you've got an opportunity. The Giants are going to give it everything they have to have the first pick in the draft. So why would you want to? Why would you want to lose? Why would you? Why would you not let him keep doing it? And you're just going to mess up the team. I think Atlanta's delusional. Atlanta's came out, you know. Of course, Peter King reported, and everybody reported they're not going to trade. They're not going to trade Julio Jones. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Seriously, not trading Julio. They have no one understands how bad their cap is. Their cap is a disaster next year. A disaster. And they're going to hold on to players that they can't afford in coming years. They have 32 players under contract next year, and they're $30 million over the cap if the cap stays the same.
Okay. Put us in the locker room. What's the speech with Houston and Atlanta? At least you had expectations going in, and now you have one win. And I mean, how do you finish the season if you're these teams? And you saw what happened last week with Houston. The tough loss, they don't respond, and then Atlanta gives it away against Detroit on the final play. I mean, how do you tell these guys, come out, be professional, and at least close and don't phone the season in?
Well, you got to rely on the fact that everybody's watching the tape, right? And you've got to, this is what you're doing is it's a job interview, and you may not enjoy playing here, but your tape is going to be that viewed, and whether you want to make some money or not, you better start playing good. Because people watch these tapes, and if you're loafing or taking time off on a losing team, nobody wants you. Nobody wants you on a losing team if you're going to comply to losing. The people they want are the guys that are competing and playing their tails off, even though they're losing. That's the guys what you want. So you got to send that message. I think Raheem Morris and Romeo will do that, and I think Matt Ryan will do that. I think Deshaun Watson's going to do that. I think both teams are just not very talented, and I think that's the fundamental issue. They're just not talented. I think Dallas has talent. Dallas has a talented group of players. They're not a talented team. Mm-hmm. They're out of shape. I mean, Zeke Elliott's out of breath after two runs. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Like, you know, their defense, they're getting no production out of a defensive front that they thought was going to be good. So I think you have to evaluate each situation differently, but get the players to show that they got to play to do this. And I'm going to go on the Mike Palm program. I'm going to keep going against Dallas until they prove you wrong.
Sure. Great answer. Excellent answer. Can Bill fix this? Can they salvage the season in New England?
But look, you know, the quarterback, I don't know what's happened to him from the Seattle game to now. He looks like his shoulder's hurt. He can't throw the ball with any velocity. They look bad. They don't look like they have no speed on defense. I mean, that game, as bad as that game was yesterday, it wasn't close. The score should have been worse. It was 33-6, and it could have been a lot worse. I mean, they couldn't get a stop. They were in the hole to make a tackle, and the next thing you know, it's a 12-yard gain, a 15-yard gain. They never slowed them down. And then offensively, you know, when you turn the ball over like they are, which is unheard of in Patriot lore, you're not going to win. So Bill's got his work cut out for him. Can they get it turned around? They need another week. They need to practice and make some strides. I thought they would have played really well last week, and I was wrong. I mean, I thought they would have, but they sure as hell didn't. And their numbers are just trending in the wrong direction in almost every statistical category, which makes it almost impossible. They've got to get more speed on the field on defense, and they've got to find a way to get the quarterback to where he can make a throw and he's comfortable.
Yep. Michael, I saw an amazing stat after the Sunday night game last night. Kyler Murray threw the ball 48 times. The Seahawks generated a grand total of 0 quarterback hits. They're now 5-1 after that game last night. Russell Wilson has been playing. He had 3 INTs last night, but he's been carrying this team offensively. The defense is so bad. I don't know. I mean, the schedule sets up to where it's pretty weak, but I can't take this team seriously. How deep of a run do you think Seattle can actually go on this year?
You know, I think Seattle and Tennessee are the exact same teams. I think both of them are really good on offense. And I think Seattle and Tennessee are really bad on defense. Now, I know Tennessee has the greatest pass rusher in the history of football. He's Superman and Clowney, but he hasn't been the other quarterback in 6 games, you know, and he hasn't done a thing. I've been preaching about this. One of the most overrated players in all of football. The media makes him out to be a game changer, and he can't change anything but a light bulb. Seriously. So Tennessee's defense and Seattle's defense are both really bad. Now, they both have quarterbacks and running a game and the ability on offense. I mean, And so they're always going to be in games. But like last night, you know, they have a chance to put the game away, you know, and they can't quite do it. They're going to have to rely on their offense to put games away. Because like when, once they punted back, you know, Arizona got back in the field goal range. They had one timeout, drove the ball back down the field. The kid makes the field goal. That's how they have to win games. And, you know, it's funny last week when I started doing my numbers, I thought there's no, you know, I thought Seattle would have been the best play of all. And then when I ran my numbers, I had Arizona should have been the favorite in the game. And so, you know, I'm never going to go against Russell Wilson, just so we know that. But to me, Arizona was one of the strongest plays last week in terms of if you had the guts to bet them, that was a really good play.
Divisional dog at home, mm-hmm. We'll go Sunday night like that. And the Seahawks had 572 yards of offense, 33 first downs, and they can't win the game. Michael, we love talking to you on Mondays. Thanks so much for the time, as always. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Paulie. Paulie, make sure you wear that special cologne tomorrow night. Now, you hear?
You got it. You got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Get the Lombardi line weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. out here on the West Coast every day, Monday through Friday, right here on VSiN. That was wild. I mean, Lockett last night, 15 catches, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. They lose the game.
Bad beat if you had Adams at the William Hill prop. What do you have, a buck? Did he have a buck 95 and then?
Oh, yeah,
and then,
good call.
And then Lockett comes in over the top late?
I was off on Friday. I forgot about that, yeah. Yep. Oh. How about that touchdown pass in the back of the end zone from Wilson where he just goes, lobs it right up. But more importantly, though, just like Lockett, the way he comes down like this and he drags both feet in. And the way that he throws a deep ball or a lob ball, it's Warren Moon or John Elway good. This guy, but the two of them were just, come on, Russ, you can't do that at the goal line going in. And the only lead for the Cardinals in the entire game last night was at the very end of overtime when they went. That's another over, by the way. Some of the Seahawks scores this year. 27-26 against Minnesota is a low scoring game. I mean, 38-31, 35-30, 38-25. And then last night, like 1,100 yards of offense. Arizona, by the way, Arizona's 5-2, and they are 2-0 in that division. They have the win last night, and they beat San Francisco on the road in week one. Ultra impressive. And if you are just tuning into the program now, miss Michael's appearance. He was great as always. You can simply go to vsin.com/podcasts, plural. Bookmark that website. It's great. You can get the content right here for free. vsin.com/podcasts. Check it out via podcast form, obviously, which is taken off like wildfire over the years.
How about the Packard total, which was 56 and falls? They had no business getting close. That was a rocking chair winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to sweat that after what? I mean, that falls 55. I mean, look, that was a crazy fourth quarter.
I can't believe that number.
What's Romeo doing kicking the field goals? To put it on from 21, he kicks the field goal down to 18. And then he kicked another one to put it on 15.
That was strange.
It's like you don't have enough time.
Yep.
What are you doing? I mean, one of them was fourth in a mile, but still.
That was one of my favorite plays of the week. Green Bay in the game. I can't believe that number moved down below the field goal.
Yeah.
Went off at 2.5.
That surprised me. Ton of Texans money.
It's a mismatch, right? Like everything offensively sets up well for Green Bay in that game against that bad Texans defense.
Yep. Plus, how would they respond? With what happened against Tennessee the week before.
Yep.
And I was also concerned about comments coming out of that locker room. But you're right. What they said all week in Dallas. Oh, my God. They are they going to quit on this guy already?
Looks like they have.
I mean, that's 3 points? And then just not even going to bother in the fourth quarter? Run, punt?
Yeah.
Run, punt, just get out of here? Oh, wow.
That was absolutely ugly, man.
3 points. Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that team and that division. Ooh. Wow.
Think about that. Think about if the Giants don't blow that. What we're looking at Sunday night.
I have.
I mean, they're up 11 with 5 minutes.
To his point, to Michael's point, if they kick the extra point, go to overtime and win the game, the football team now against the Giants, that team's 3-0 in the division.
Yep.
Crazy.
100 yards a couple weeks ago against the Rams. Couldn't get a first down at home. I mean, the outfit that's going to represent this division in January and get a home game.
And
absolute debacle.
And then there was one, the Steelers. Only unbeaten team. Next up, Baltimore. See if that'll continue for one more week. Rolling along here on a Monday. It's Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Are you ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're in New Jersey, in Illinois, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. If you're in Indiana, and 1-800-BETS-OFF. If you are in Iowa. You're going to love this, Paul. So we'll get to week 8 opening numbers in the NFL coming up in about 20 minutes. The primetime games that we have for week 8. The Thursday night games, actually, it's a good game. It's at Atlanta and Carolina, a rematch they played a couple weeks back. Carolina, small favorite in that game. The Sunday night game, this is quite the parlay here. The Sunday night and the Monday night game. Sunday night, Cowboys-Eagles in Philly. Monday night, Buccaneers-Giants.
Michael just said it. 13-43. The record going back.
Yep.
And they just, the prime time after prime time after prime time. I can't take it.
Keep putting them on. Oh, the following week, it gets better. Patriots-Jets, Monday night football.
Oh, what? No.
Oh, yeah. The love affair with the New York team overall, the Jets specifically, going back 15 years, is just vomit-inducing.
Well, we do get a hell of a run here on Thursday night coming
up. Well, do you know what we get in 2 weeks? It's Packers
Niners. Right. There's a Seattle-Arizona again.
Colts-Titans.
There's some great Thursday night games coming up.
Yeah, you're right. Arizona and Seattle, that's week 11.
The Thanksgiving night game is Ravens-Steelers. The Thursday night games are dynamite after what you know, it's not a very good game, but coming up after this Atlanta game, it's just
Cowboys Ravens Thursday night.
This is again. What are you doing? Oh, wait, number one market. They've been lousy for years. Yep. These teams.
Again, you could
get them off prime time.
You could put an NFL team in Anchorage, and you're going to have people watch and bet the games. It doesn't matter that they're in New York or they have the New York names to them. I should say, it doesn't matter. Get them off. They stink. I don't want to watch their products. Yuck. God, give me Jacksonville. They're at least exciting.
Yeah.
I'd take them on a Thursday night or a Sunday night, whatever.
Yeah. You're right. Best Sunday of the season, in my opinion. So good. So the Browns game, the finish, the point spread hijinks, the Detroit finish, same thing, the Tennessee finish, what happened in Carolina. How do these games fall 51 with the total? How does that happen?
The Pittsburgh
game. And another thing, I'm just at circuit screaming. People think I'm crazy. I'm by myself. But it's 3rd and 14. It's 3rd and 11. Every pass is 4 yards to Kamara. What are you doing? Make an adjustment. It's the same thing. And he's getting the first down. And then Carolina challenges it, and they lose the challenge on the 3rd and 14 because they thought he stepped out, but they gave it to him anyways. I mean, it's 3rd and 14. He's running a crossing route. He dumps it off to him. He gets 16 yards.
Paul, this is going to have to turn into, and I can't believe it hasn't yet, it should turn into the Belichick game plan against the Raiders a few weeks back when they were double-teaming the checkdown, right? Because clearly at this point, and this is beating a dead horse. I didn't want to keep doing this because we did it for a month now. But Breeze cannot beat you deep. He doesn't even try to go deep. And they're without Thomas or without Sanders. Just double-team guys underneath every time if you have to. That should be the game plan. This is his last year. It looks like it. It has since week 2.
It's almost every play. I mean, this is no secret. Like Lombardi, watch tape. You have film.
Yep.
You can watch this stuff every week.
Mm-hmm.
Dump off, check down, cross yellow crossing route. Every single play, and they can't. No Sanders, no Thomas. Come on, where do you think he's going with the ball?
Exactly.
Come on, guys.
It's not Mahomes, right?
Come on.
It's just... The blueprint is there. Now take advantage of it. I mean, that it was so alarming, like right away in the season when this was really alarming to me, right? When Breeze's numbers were, oh boy, look at the yards per attempt and the air yards. And then you looked at Kamara at one point. He had 285 yards receiving, 283 were after the catch.
Yep.
What does that tell you?
Yep. Jets second half, worst performance of the season.
Well, they had 4 yards of offense.
4 yards.
Yep.
So bad, Buffalo almost covered. Great tweet again from Wayne Morgan. They're laying doubles. They don't score a touchdown. They almost covered. They should have covered. Mm-hmm. They should have. Now, they take the knee at the 10-yard line, but the kid misses 2 field goals, and they kept settling for field goals. They punch one of them in. they're going to get the money.
By the way, you can't generate one touchdown, Josh Allen and company.
I know. What's happened?
Defense.
Oh, boy, what's
last
happened?
Last 3 weeks.
I know, I know.
Boy.
I know.
Kind of coming bad. Back to the Pack.
It's
a little
bad.
Bit
it's been bad.
Again, we'll get to the Week 8 opening numbers in about 15 minutes. A college recap from what took place this week and up next year. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Listen up, Marquee, Sportsnet, Nesson viewers. Do you want to see Paulie in a tux and live coverage of the grand opening of Circa Las Vegas? Of course you do. Good news. Starting right now, you can watch every VSiN show for free on VSiN.com all week. You can watch A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander. That show follows us here on the program, on the network, The Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, and every VSiN program. It is all free 24/7 on vsin.com this week. And while you're there, check out our 10-day free subscription trial to sample everything we have to offer, including the daily best bets email and our point spread weekly betting guide. This is the perfect week to get more from VSiN, the sports betting network. Head to vsin.com now to start watching for free. I had my eye on a game this weekend in college football coming up where I wanted to see what the total was. If they opened it up low enough, I was going to be all over the over. It's the Central Florida-Houston game. Circa looks like they opened it up 76.5. That's about right. DraftKings already has moved it to 78 the way it looks. But Central Florida playing in all these crazy games, up and down, tons of points. And he's not going to have a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. But Gabriel's numbers at QB for Central Florida, off the charts how well he's playing this year. And they, again, these the scores for their games are just completely bonkers with this offense and you know, not a lot of defense, obviously, from this team this year.
I want to hear from everyone out there. FTM at VSiN.com, where you can tweet as tweet us as well. I know Pat Forty tweeted this, and he was surprised by it. What do you think of DraftKings refunding the Penn State tickets? And I know it's just night and day from what goes on in the East Coast compared to what happens here, and I always get texts, do you guys have this in Nevada? Can you do stuff like this in Nevada? Do you? And the answer is always no, 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 no. But how do you feel about that? I know it's great for customer service and helping the player, but some people said it's like, you know, we are gambling here. I mean, it wasn't the worst call in the world, but it's like, and I know people out here who run sports books are saying, you know, what's next with it's remember the Fail Mary, and Derek refunded those tickets with the Fail Mary on the Monday night game. I mean, just one of the worst calls you're ever going to see. But I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. Is Pat Forty tweeted about, and there you see the Sports Illustrated tweet.
I just think, I mean, it's to me that was, if you're going to do this, you can probably find a better spot to do it, right?
Yeah,
that's
like fair.
A little bit unnecessary. I mean,
yeah.
we've had worse beats in the last, 4 hours probably than that one. I mean,
I'd say Atlanta was a worse beat.
That's fine. They were like 97-98% to win the game again. That probably makes a lot. I'd say some of the overs yesterday were worse beats.
Forget about what happened with Gurley.
How does Big Ben throw the ball in the end zone?
Yeah.
Why does he make that pass?
Right.
Why? There's no rhyme or reason to go for that touchdown at all.
Totally agree. And halftime, right before halftime.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what it was just like a fair catch. There's no wide receiver there. And he throws it in the end zone with time. And I don't know.
How did that become a one-score game? What was it, 24-7 Steelers cruising along, doing whatever they wanted?
Yep. Well, the A.J. Brown touch, that flipped everything.
I know.
I mean, that can't happen. It's 27-7. Houses it. A slant and no one touches him. But, you know,
I mean, look, I had the over in the game. So
I'm with you.
I mean, that was a miracle over.
Yeah, and I had a bad number because I bet early. But how does the Saints game stay under? How does that finish 51?
Yep.
How does that Pittsburgh game finish 51? It's crazy. Crazy.
How does the that's another one, by the way. Maybe they should end up for the Browns-Bengals game. Is anybody who bet the game, here's your money back. Go ahead. Because I mean, all things considered again, threes were available in the Super Contest. I don't think I saw, did I see a three at all? Anyway, it was like 3.5. Then it goes to 4.5. And then it's 37-34, and it's going to land on four, and the guy shanks the extra point. And again, first time NFL history, five lead changes in the fourth quarter on different touchdown passes.
Yeah, good point. He makes that. That's a horrible landing spot.
Absolutely it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What an aerial circus. Burrow was fantastic. So was Mayfield. What a finish.
Well, that's what makes this sport, in that 1 hour on Sundays, I mean, just get out of my way. Don't talk to me. I'm focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tractor beam style, like Dumb and Dumber. Those three games going on at the same exact time, the back and forth, it all happened. I mean, Gurley, was he down? Touchdown? No. Burrow and Mayfield going back and forth, and then just the bizarre ending to the Steelers-Titans game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was good to have the Big Ten back, too. Starting with the Ohio boy, Joe Klatt's tough to take. It's always, I'm going to fix college football. He's just whining for 3 hours. We have to do that. I know that there were bad calls, and it was tough with the targeting. But it's just every, if I would do this if I'm college football, I would do this and change this. I would give it a rest. Come on. Enough. But
he completely lost me during the pandemic.
How about Klatt, the opposite of Brent Musburger? Gus asked him, are coaches aware of the point spread? Because you didn't know when you played.
You're going to speak 20 the years entire country.
Yeah, it's 20 years ago.
Sure.
What did Musburger say? 80%, 90%? 85%?
I thought it was like
higher?
High 80s?
Yeah.
80s or low.
Give me a break. You see what Sweeney does every week.
Really? Did you ask?
That makes no sense what Day did.
Maybe ask Klatt next time. Did you see the quote from the Georgia quarterback after, like 3 weeks ago?
Right.
When he actually said to the press, the media after the game, I think we covered the spread, right? So that's good. Right. Yeah. Good point, Paul. Because you didn't know the point spread 20 years ago, that means nobody in the entire country knows the point spread or the total.
That's crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
you got it.
But then, great job by Rutgers. Great to have Ohio State back.
They controlled that game, by the way,
yep.
Rutgers.
Yep, they did. The Penn State finish. And how about Michigan? Whoa. They'd score 70 if they wanted
to. That was a loser for me, the Minnesota side. Well, okay. If you watch the game, too, first of all, those two teams generated more big plays in the first quarter than I think I've seen out of those programs in the last 10 years combined. But no kicker, no punter for Minnesota due to COVID. And Fleck would not say anything. I think it was like before the game, a half an hour. Oh, by the way, we have no kicking tonight. We have like three offensive linemen, I believe, out of the game and a bunch of guys on defense. And nobody had any idea before.
Yep.
And then he wouldn't even talk about it after the game either.
You can't do stuff like that.
You cannot do that.
UNLV did the same thing. Oh, by the way, these guys are out.
Yep.
What happened? And how about the Wisconsin quarterback? I mean, the one incompletion was a drop.
That's right.
Hits a guy right in the hands. He drops it. I mean, what a game by that kid.
I just, again, going back to Chris, what he was watching in practice, I had numerous texts from friends and family, being from that state, right, in the first half saying, we never want to see Jack Cohn ever again. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this guy, it's like the first four-star kid I believe they brought in, I think maybe ever to play that position. And he looked really good. I mean, he was making throws right away. It's like, yeah, I haven't seen this in a long time at Wisconsin. If that program can actually have a quarterback, well, now we're talking. Although the running game, you can tell, offensive linemen, they've lost some guys, and no Jonathan Taylor this year. That's going to be kind of the balance. Finally have a quarterback the way it looks, but the running game, might not be what it used to be.
It was also great with all the late games. And did you see Wyoming's quarterback got hurt on the first series? Carted off crying. Oh, that was
That's right.
The first series.
That's right. Against
and the backup played well. I mean, it goes to overtime and they lose.
Yep.
Kid was great. I mean, what a tough spot to be in if you're Wyoming. You lose your guy in the first series of the season. Oh.
Did you know Eumanns was 14-5-2 in college before Saturday? I have to go back
and see
what
he did
on Saturday.
I saw the tweet,
14-5-2 betting college. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get to opening numbers in the NFL for Week 8. Three touchdowns. Is that enough?
Like to place your bets just before the game, BetRivers Sportsbook's the spot for you. Go to BetRivers mobile app on any NFL game days and find 30% less vig on point spreads and totals, which means more money in your pocket. Great customer service. One-time playthrough at Bet Rivers. Your hometown sportsbook must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Over 240 different ways to bet the primetime games. Excellent menu. Great job. Great props. Bet Rivers.
Thanks to Moneyline Marv on Twitter. Good job, Marv. You always have your eyes peeled for us. PointsBet actually did do a karma committee alert yesterday. They tweeted out, Browns bettors, no need to be tortured by missed extra point at the end of the game. We got you. We are refunding all Browns -3.5 and -4 spread bets in full from PointsBet. The reason why we brought that up, if you're just tuning in, because Paul asked the question, what do you think about DraftKings refunding Penn State bettors from what happened on Saturday? I mean, I guess for what, though? Because the guy didn't realize he had to go down for not taking a knee? Do they think the quarterback for Indiana was maybe an inch short of the pylon? I do, actually. I think he was short. But once you call that a touchdown on the field in real time, I mean, it's going to be tough to overturn that.
Another reason why you just need to bet on the app, too. I mean, how many? Imagine if you went to the counter and bet that. You know, it's just, okay, well, throw that ticket away. That's no. Right. I lost. Oh, wait a second. Refund.
Okay, so we're coming off of the best weekend. Most exciting, dramatic, exciting. How'd you do, by the way, with the bets? Do okay?
Yeah, traded money.
I tell you, teasers got the job done again for me this week. I had the Chargers on teasers. I love the 49ers. I said that on Thursday. My favorite teaser leg was San Francisco. That came in. I had the Steelers, I think, catching 7.5 on a tease. The teasers, to me, are by far and away the best, to me personally, the most profitable way to bet the NFL. But we do have opening numbers for week number 8 in the NFL coming up this week. Thursday night, Carolina's at home. They are laying 3 to Atlanta.
You really got to – this is like Houston all over again. And I know it's a whole different ballgame because you're going against Rodgers, but you've got to worry about the mindset of Atlanta. To blow the lead like that, give up a touchdown on the final play, short turnaround on the road Thursday night. I have to give, you know, Rule's a great coach. I give him the edge. So close with New Orleans. Could have won that game. But I can't. I know what happened last year with the 1-7 start and how they finished, but that's demoralizing. So many. That's a killer. I lose that game.
100% agree. I think I heard something today like it's the third time now in a month that they've had a 97 or 98% win chance.
Oh.
Probability, and they've lost. I think it's the first time, like, ever, whatever, last 20 or 50 years, something like that. I'm with you. I would look at Carolina in that game. The total is 51.5. That might be a touch high. Indy plays at Detroit. Suddenly, this game, pretty big because Detroit now winning some games. Indy is 2.5 on the road against the Lions. Colts coming off of a bye. Detroit coming off of the come-from-behind win against Atlanta. I have no opinion whatsoever on this game. Like I had no opinion in the Detroit-Atlanta game yesterday. I mean, that was just what you saw is what you're going to get out of those two teams. They could play 100 times, and we're probably going to get that result like 95 times.
Although I didn't expect 16-13 late in the game.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Coin flip at the very end.
Sure. Can you make a case for the Vikings? Of the what happened week one?
I would say maybe off the bye.
Packers could have scored 60 on them in that game.
Yeah. But you go back to look at how they played before the bye week, they should be getting Delvin Cook back, right? But the way Atlanta went there and routed them, that game was over with at halftime. And we just talked about how bad Atlanta's been. I actually see a 6.5 on the board at DraftKings the way it looks.
Ooh.
But now down to 7 other spots. New England plays at Buffalo 3 weeks ago. This is like, okay, this is going to be a big one.
I know.
Okay.
There's the season for them.
Buffalo opened up 3.5 at home. They're now sitting at 4. Total is 44.5.
Well, the Bills win this game. I mean, that just about does it for the division.
Yes, it does.
Wow. Cam, 3 interceptions. What has happened here? What's happened the last couple weeks?
Well, again,
he was so good early on, the rushing game. Before I know it was Seattle. Well he played at Seattle.
Isn't that the ultimate Raider win in Seattle's defense?
Yeah.
But how well he played? But again, he was making good throws in that game. The Denver game last week, he was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, not much better. Tennessee, they play at Cincinnati. Tennessee opened up 3.5. And they're now already up to 4.5, maybe even higher in some spots. The total here is 54.5 or 55.
Yeah, Cincinnati can't stop anybody.
No. This is going to be a fun race, though, for the offensive rookie of the year.
Yep.
I mean,
great performance by Burrow.
Burrow goes great for job. 400, and then Justin Herbert says, hold my cocktail, because I got another, you know, doozy game coming up for you again. And he did, and he played great. Cleveland, they're taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. This is in Cleveland. The Browns open up a 3-point favorite. Again, total here about 55.5. Browns, is that short? They're 5-2.
That's a good game. Yeah.
I'm lower on the Raiders than other people's power ratings.
Yeah. Yeah, again, the defense is putrid.
Yep.
Just can't stop anybody, with exception of Kansas City in the second half, which made no sense.
Right.
Now, look at this. It's not enough. It's got to be more. 4 yards of offense in the second half. What if Darnold turns it over again? Nice pick six by Locke, too. Where is he throwing the ball?
Oh, my God, was that bad.
That's back-to-back weeks. Where are you throwing it?
Didn't they also have, like, a flea flicker fumble that went the other way? Yeah. Funny how they look terrible, and they're supposed to be the ones that are, right, playing in snow at home, well, you know, whatever. But, I mean, so 21 for the Chiefs. It looks like it's down to 20.5 at some spots. Interesting here, because they're laying 21. The total is 48. Expect it might be a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, and I said last week, jump on the Rams. Number one, what if they're impressive tonight? Where does the number go? Number two, you got to fade Tua.
First game as a starter.
Donald and company running after him and making his first start.
Yeah, they open up 3.5 on the road.
Tough assignment.
Yep. Big game in the NFC. Saints on the road taking on the Bears. Saints opened up 2.5, or 2 actually. They opened up at the Westgate. They're now already up to 3. I don't see a total on this game. I mean, these are two of the teams with the best records in the NFC. Two of the best records anyway.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't look good for Thomas.
Yeah, he's supposed to be out for that week, too.
Yep. Do they get Sanders back? And what's the status with Thomas?
San Francisco plays at Seattle. Big game here, NFC West. Seattle opened up 3.5. That's where the number's at right now. I would lean San Francisco. If you're going to give me the hook right now against this defense with any decent team, I got to take it with San Francisco. And again, you've heard mm-hmm. me probably talk all day long about I can't take the Seahawks seriously. The defense is so bad. Philadelphia at Dallas. There was no line when they sent out the numbers last night. I'm seeing Philadelphia. Looks like DraftKings has 7.5 right now on the Eagles.
Wow.
43.5.
Oh.
Really? I have to double check that. Yep.
Well, I think you're right, because I'm seeing a 7 at one spot, too. Oh, my God.
You are. Okay.
Is that? Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
And wait a second. That's the Sunday night game again, right?
Yes. It's in Philly.
Great. That's fun.
Yes. I mean, you're down 11 with 5 minutes at home to the Giants. You had one nice drive before the crazy finish.
Well, you know what? I'll look into that before the, because I don't see DraftKings. They don't have it on their app right now, but it's posted on an odd site. Denver at home to the Chargers. Look at this now. Herbert goes in there. And Los Angeles, they're laying 1.5. They were already bet up. They opened up pick 'em at Denver. So the Sunday afternoon games, wow, clear your schedule. Saints, Bears, Niners, Seahawks, Chargers, Broncos. That is terrific. And Pittsburgh playing Baltimore.
Game of the year so far.
Yeah?
We just said, yep, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and now Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Now, what do you think of this? Baltimore opened up 6, down to 5.5. Total is 49.
Well, Harbaugh off the bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would trust Harbaugh in this spot. It's just...
I'm not fully buying the Steelers, by the way.
It's. Well, I know Bruce pretty much said the same thing, that the schedules really helped them out. It can be both. They're very good, but a lot of things have gone their way. But now you're going to go at Tennessee. You're going to go to Baltimore. There's another, the 4 of their next 5, starting last week, 4 of their next 5 on the road.
On the road, yeah. And then the Monday night game, the look ahead here was Tampa Bay -8.5 at the Giants. Well, after this week, they said, come on, we got to bump it up. It's 10. And that's where it's sitting right now. Total is 47.5 or 48. What do you think? I bought that ticket on PropSwap this week. There was one available, 11-1, the odds that I got in Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was trying to find like 6-1 to win the NFC. I couldn't find anything like that, though. So I bought 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. One of the tickets I purchased on PropSwap. right now, I mean, again, we have more than half the season left. Right now, is there a better team in the NFC? We're getting response right now on Twitter. Oh, the Bears killed them. The Bears did not kill them. That was a one-point game, folks. Bears beat them. Give them credit. They have one loss. Good team so far. Good defense anyway.
Okay.
And if Nagy's right, yep. That offense comes around. I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
And great response, too, on the DraftKings refund.
Okay.
Penn State money line. Connie, we've been arguing about it for 15 minutes. You know, great promotion. But, you know, what does it mean for, like Andrew said, what does it mean for legalized sports betting? He called it a mockery. Like Connie says, too, it's gambling. Someone wins, somebody loses. I mean, it's just, it wasn't even the worst call you're going to see in a span. You know, there was, I mean, once they rule it 2-point try good on the field, it's hard to overturn that. But that's, you know.
That's a weird one.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Of all things, they're going to refund. They do that.
I know old school guys here in Las Vegas, they hate it.
Yeah, I know.
Can't stand it.
Yeah. Some of these I can't read on air because they're just, but the words they're using. But sure, yeah. But great response, though, about what happened. It's an interesting discussion about what they did.
Good tweet from Patrick. Yeah. The opener last week, he saw San Francisco plus 5.5. He grabbed that. That's a really good number, Patrick. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, what a weekend it was in football. We'll recap college and the NFL coming up next.